Howdy, biatch. How art thou?
What's up?
What's
going on?
Wow. Woo! That just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could tell from Sluggo.
Heck yeah.
95.5 KLOS.
Heck yeah.
Southern California's rock station. We made it to Friday.
Oh, man. Yeah, that actually went by pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure.
It's a quick week.
For some folk, not.
Sure.
But we're sorry for that. And that's not our fault for a change.
It is not. Well, we don't know that it's our fault.
I probably not.
But if it was our fault, we apologize.
Yes, we're terribly sorry.
But, yeah. Very excited.
Yeah, man.
Got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah. Drinking. Smoking.
What?
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a shot. It's new to me. But,
both?
You know, yeah, I think
I
will.
Why start both now?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm almost 15, so I figure it's time.
When do you take your driving test?
I will pass it with flying colors. And what are you doing this weekend, man? You going to go see a movie or going to...
I'll probably go to a movie. I have very little plans. Few plans.
What's the movie? What horrible movie are you going to see?
I'm not positive
walk
yet,
out
because
on?
I need to figure out which ones are on.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Jackass comes out till next week. So
right. Yeah. We need to tie into that somehow, right? We need to make it our movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
I mean, look.
Get on the horn. Call the
people. I don't
know.
Who do you call people to make it ours?
You know, it's like radio shows that have producers and people who do things. Just me and Kevin in here. That's it.
That's cute.
Hey.
Think somebody else
should. Jackass is our movie now.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Between 5 and 7 mm-hmm. on Fridays, we do our All Request Fest.
Yes, we do.
And that means you get to pick whatever song you think will get your weekend kicked off started correctly.
Yes, you do.
We are going to talk about disturbing things that you wish you didn't know.
Oh, man. That's a long list.
Yes. And there are a lot of them that I have from a list.
Yeah.
That you're not going to like.
Good.
The West Virginia governor.
Yeah.
Made a hell of a speech. Now, I'm not a political guy. I don't like politics at all.
They
bring out the worst in everybody.
Yep.
And it makes everybody more extreme, both directions, no matter who you're rooting for. This guy gave a speech for the ages.
Okay.
And I'm going to play a little bit of it for you.
Yeah.
And you're going to appreciate it as much
really?
As I do.
I'm not going to be like, I'm going to go on social media and call you a jackass.
You're going to be thrilled.
Really?
You more than most.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
And there's a 190-year-old turtle. Mm-hmm. Born in 1886.
Damn.
And we're going to discuss that coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Who's calling you, man?
Hang on, I'll get it.
We had that little EAS alert go off yesterday and a long discussion as a result if that's illegal for us to play on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if your phone goes off and your mic is open, well, then let's call the FCC and find out.
I'd rather not.
Come on. You'd
rather
love those
not
guys.
Do that.
You're good friends with them.
I'd rather not.
Get some pals.
On January 12th, Guinness World Records announced that a 190-year-old giant tortoise named Jonathan has become the oldest living land animal.
Wow. 190.
Yeah, I was wrong. I said 18 something else. It was 1832.
Wow.
Been alive since 1832 before Queen Victoria ascended the British throne.
Wow.
I did find it hilarious that one of the first things they say in the article is, according to the veterinarian, Jonathan, the giant tortoise, maintained basic instincts all the way through his 190 years.
You mean he wanted to get some?
Such as eating, sleeping, and mating.
Ah, well, good for him. Come over here, you young whippersnapper turtle.
The turtle still has a good sex drive and is regularly seen mating with Emma and with Fred.
All right. Oh, right on. What a naughty turtle. That's a very naughty turtle.
He is really just getting some.
He's a bi turtle.
And we thought that we would talk to Jonathan.
The turtle?
Yes.
I'll be damned. We can do that.
And find out some information about this. Hello, is this Jonathan?
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's nice to have you on. We appreciate it.
It's nice to
meet you. Say hi.
Meet
you.
Me.
Right, you.
You.
Right. I've been this high many times.
So, Jonathan, your sex drive is being talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have sped him up a little.
You're regularly seen mating with Emma and Fred.
Tell us about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like better? Who's better? In the.
I like.
Oh, man.
Both.
Oh, okay. Both of them.
Well, good.
Okay.
Sexes.
Both sexes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now that
now that
have
I
have come.
I hope there's another word.
Out.
Okay, good.
Of my shell.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's it. That's a turtle joke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little tortoise.
Tortoise humor. Right. Does Emma or Fred desire you more?
I think Fred.
Okay.
Likes
you more.
Me.
Right.
More.
Right.
I'm his.
You're his
daddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We don't pay attention to politics much because they're too dividing and boring.
Yep, I just generally ignore it all. Unless I know the person and we're talking on the same page, maybe we can change each other's mind. But out
people
there
on the right are too far on the right. People on the left are too far on the left.
It's just there's no point in talking about it anymore.
But,
with strangers. Yes.
But.
Uh-huh. Ox.
In West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Governor Jim Justice on Thursday.
Justice.
Yep.
Buford T. Justice.
Used his second State of the State address as a victory lap for economic development. Apparently, there had been a lot of people that have been saying West Virginia is the worst and you shouldn't go there and they're going to have a lot of problems. And there was a lot of partisan bickering that was happening in Washington, D.C., and that was not happening. And then they brought in Baby Dog. Now, Baby Dog.
Wow, that took a weird turn.
Yes.
What?
He's giving his State of the State speech.
Uh-huh.
And he brings in his dog, Baby Dog.
Okay, that's not a rapper or something. I was picturing someone in a gold chain.
No, let me show
really
you a picture because
stuff.
I want to know what kind of dog that is.
Oh.
Is it a bulldog?
No.
Bulldog?
Yeah, yes. Oh, cat would be so pissed right now.
Oh,
you guys
no.
don't know what a bulldog is?
Yeah, I know. I just didn't know exactly
sorry, cat.
What
no,
it
yes,
was.
Yes, yes, it is, yes.
But he has a unique way of bragging in that he came out and he said, because apparently Bette Midler had tweeted something about West Virginia. I don't,
shut it down.
There was some kind of argument going on back and forth.
Okay.
So the governor said they told every bad joke in the world about us. So from that standpoint, Baby Dog, come up here.
Okay.
So the dog is making his way through their...
Excuse me, dog, come in.
Yes,
hello.
Yes.
Hello.
And he gets up to the governor who can barely pick him up.
Yeah, that's a big dog.
And listen to the end of his speech.
I want to tell y'all just this. And I mean this. I told you a second ago, easy, baby. Don't go, you're hung up in the jacket.
Okay, now he's trying to position the dog right, but the dog is kicking and sort
let
of
me down.
Literally getting hung up in his jacket.
Put me down, you stupid man.
But he hasn't.
Bette Midler was right.
He hasn't used the dog for its intended purpose yet.
Okay.
Which is to turn it around and hoist up the dog's
butt
beehole.
Ladies and gentlemen, my dog's large arse. Wow, that's really not a, I don't want to see that. I didn't want to see that picture.
And finish.
That's huge.
Finish the speech.
I wanted to tell you just this.
Wow.
Absolutely too many people doubted us. They never believed in West Virginia. They never believed in West Virginia that we could do it. They never believed that the Nucors or the Green Power or Owens and Minor. They never believed.
It's a hell of a boast.
They told every bad joke in the world about us. And so from that standpoint, Baby Dog tells Bette Midler and all those out there, kiss her hiney.
Kiss her hiney.
Who says that politics have devolved into nonsense and insanity?
If I knew if I knew somebody at some in every political speech had to work in picking up a dog and showing you its beehole.
Can you use cats? Because they have pretty amazing beeholes as well.
I'm just saying, right. I don't watch, I would watch.
Would start watching.
If I knew this was coming at some point.
Should have been an Idiocracy.
How is he going to work in the dog's beehole?
That dog is tiny. I got to see much there.
I mean, you start with old people. That's where you start, right? That's,
yes.
At the top of the list is old people.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo were talking about bad drivers. We started this yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Do you notice that they drive a certain car?
I wouldn't say a make. And I mean, okay. There's not one that leaps to mind, but an SUK, as I call them, always an SUK. They're the worst
driver. Meaning
drivers.
An SUV.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're distracted where they have a bunch of kids or they're really
That's
old.
That's possible.
And, you know, I don't know.
They're looking at their phone. Maybe they're less worried about people around them and about bumping into things because they're sitting up a little higher and they've got a little more.
I just think they're dumb.
Room to maneuver. Well, I'm trying to give them credit for not being dumb.
What I found, and it's really weird, and I find this to be the case. If the vehicle is an SUV, mm-hmm. if it's white, if it's misshapen, like a bizarre, bubbly kind of shape, like not a normal car shape.
I don't even know what you're talking. Are you talking about like a sometimes specific there's like car?
Yeah, no. There's like sometimes there's big, you know, kind of it. For some reason, they blew out the back, so it's larger. They're just weird shaped.
No,
vehicles.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, they're
all
weird.
Over the place.
They are.
What?
They really are.
Okay, I don't.
Those
know
of you who aren't paying attention to what lane you're in and want to get off the freeway or whatever at the last second.
They're the ones that do it?
Yes.
And they drift. Misshapen SUVs?
Yes.
Okay. Those,
and if I see one out there, especially if it has a Colorado plate, I immediately get away from it.
Because
they're
going to
go.
Colorado plate?
I don't know. They're really bad
specific.
Drivers. Have you ever driven in Denver or
no.
like Boulder?
No.
Terrible drivers.
Really?
Yes. Maybe it's because they're just not used
so
to.
Old first, yes. Colorado drivers second.
Second, yeah. Large white SUVs.
I do find that people in Priuses at times. Are bad drivers
and
a little bit more than normal.
What's the other one? Fine. The electric one.
It's not that is the electric
Tesla
one. Prius.
Oh, Tesla. Yeah.
Both of those fine cars.
Right.
Sometimes the drivers are shaky.
Now I will say this: I'm a terrible driver in that I'm going to go as fast as humanly possible. I won't cut you off unless you're going super slow.
Right.
In the fast lane, then you're going to get your ass cut off.
Right.
But I'm just going to zip in and out. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Use lanes and
all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I do some.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. You wait until the last second to get over in the lane.
That's a lie.
I
and
hate
I
that.
Will sue you for
I'll
slander.
Kill you.
No, because you get in the left lane when there's two lanes for specifically what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's the 101.
Yes.
When it breaks off into the 134
and the
107 continues
yeah,
going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So there's two lanes in the left and they both go to the 134.
Yeah.
And Sluggo gets in
eastbound.
The far less left lane.
Way early.
10 miles before
that way,
the
I'm
actual
ready to go.
Merge.
That's right. I'm ready to go. I'm good. I know what's coming up.
I
know there's going to be some idiot in a white SUV that's going to go peck, 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 peck.
What about a black SUV? Because that's me.
Nah, no,
but I usually make the move pretty quickly. Here's what you do. And I've said this before.
Are you good at not cutting people off?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So
and
that's
I'll
okay.
I'll tell you how. You wait until it's like between 0.5 and 0.3 miles.
Wow.
You got to give yourself a little space.
Because you just don't want to wait.
If you wait too late, then you have to cut someone off because
you
have to get
to
over.
No, you don't.
No,
you should have gotten over before.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do that, but that's why. And then you
I don't know if I believe that part.
You also don't pull in while people are slowing down.
Right, never.
Because that makes people hit their brakes harder.
Yes, exactly.
But when they speed up, a lot of times there's plenty of space between the guy and the guy in front of him. The guy in front of him speeds up, there's plenty of space.
Right.
And then you're not making the guy behind you stomp on
exactly.
his brakes.
Exactly. So I'm okay with that. If someone is going to get over in front of me,
that's
as long as they go the same speed and I don't have to slow down, I don't care.
My rule is just stay out of everybody's way.
Yes.
Just stay out of their way.
Yes.
So if somebody's coming behind me and they want to go 100,
get the hell out of the way.
And I can't. And move over, I do.
And even though
I'm
usually one of the fastest drivers out there, when there's someone
80,
that wants to go faster,
and you
I
can
move
pull
over,
you move over.
Yeah.
Just stay out of people's way.
Yeah.
That's all.
Let me ask you about your turn signal. When you want to change lanes, do you turn it on to ask permission? Or do you turn it on?
No, it's a hey, here's what's happening.
Yes, this is happening. That's how I do
in
it.
In a gentle way.
I see that there's a hole
here. This is most likely what's just about to happen.
And I'm going to take that
It depends. If you're merging quickly like that, you don't really have time to turn on your signal.
But I hate it when people just turn it on and then just sit there and go 400 miles with it on.
Get out of people's way.
Yes. You get over. And I'll slow. If I see someone turn on their signal, I slow a bit.
Same,
and let them
give
over.
Them space. Same.
But they have about 8 seconds before I'm going to speed up and go past them.
Yes, so they turn on their signal and then you slow down and give them space. And then they still don't pull in.
Yeah, I hate that.
I do too. I start cursing.
Come on.
They give you space.
How old are you?
And then I step on it and go.
Yes.
I have issues.
Huh.
My favorite
I consider that fine since I do it.
My favorite one was an old woman that was near where I live, mm-hmm. and she was at a stoplight. Mm-hmm. She was just her and then me second in line. Mm-hmm. And the light turned green.
Right.
And I noticed that you can see, like, just the very back of an old white lady's hair.
Right, sure.
You can just see bare. She can't even see over the windshield.
Yes.
Right. So I think, well, you know, give her a break. Don't be a jerk.
Don't lay on the horn.
Give her some time.
Yes,
give her. Okay, so.
12 seconds.
Yeah, but that
That's a long time.
No, that sounds right. By the time you get to 6 seconds.
Yeah, you're like, come on!
You just go beep.
Yeah.
Just that little beep. Just
she's deaf. She can't hear you.
Nothing.
She can't hear you.
She can't.
No.
So she just sits there.
She just now thinking about her grandkids.
Now people behind me are honking, yeah. and they're doing
hey,
it
come
right.
on!
So then I go, eh!
Right.
To sort of go, hey, by the way, wake up.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Right.
In some Nothing. Different ways.
Nothing.
Right.
Then I just lay on the horn
right.
continuously for like a minute.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Now I think... Is she dead?
Is she passed on?
Did she just die? Is that why we're not going through this light? And the light turned yellow again and red again.
Oh, I hate that.
Nobody went.
I hate it.
No one went.
I hate that so much. You know why? Because we've already spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours
yes,
of our lives
agreed.
Out there.
Because this city is all about traffic and driving.
And that's okay usually. But when yes. someone does that, or here's another one.
So wait, so let me finish.
Okay, yes.
So then I was going to get out of my car.
See if she was dead.
See if she actually died.
Right.
Because if so, we need to push her car the hell out of the way so that we can get on with our
right,
traffic.
Of course, exactly.
And as I started opening my door, she rolled down her little window and her tiny little hand went up and she was like, hey, sorry. So I just closed my door and sat there.
I
was
know.
Like, okay,
if they say
she's alive.
Sorry, then.
That.
I
that
always feel
hand
bad.
Wave
yes.
is the most powerful
it is.
Motion
Unless you're
in
a total
our
jerk.
Language.
Yes.
Anybody that makes a bad move can get off just by
yes.
going, hey, sorry. Just put up your hand
yes.
and just go, hey, sorry.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah,
all
I hate it
sudden,
when I have to.
I missed an entire light because
right.
of that woman.
But you
and
forgave
now
it.
I'm completely fine.
The guy behind you about to kill you.
Yes, of course. As well he
now,
should've.
The one is, well, they'd be like, you have to look at the little circles to make sure your damn tires are on it. And people either stop way too far back.
What circles?
There's, you know, the pressure circles on the road so
oh,
that it's
gotcha.
Going to turn the left turn
the
signal.
Light.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they'll be too far back.
Yes.
And then you'll miss it. Like three
yep.
lights
mm-hmm.
and they never figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah,
how have you live here and not know how that works?
I just go right around
Me
them and
too.
Pull right in front of them.
Yeah, they get one cycle.
Yep.
And if they don't move forward, then
That's
I
it.
Just cut them off.
I'm not sure we're good.
Even if she's 112.
This.
No, we suck. Well, everything it just
Sorry,
makes
everyone.
You crazy.
Here's our wave.
Sorry!
Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon between 5 and 7, we do our old request fest where we play songs.
Yeah.
Only by request.
Hell yeah. It's going to be loud.
Sligo and I were just complaining about drivers and how bad they can be in Southern California. Our answer is stay out of people's way.
Yeah,
just understand that
move.
There's other people on the road
exactly.
and get out of their way.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're going fast or slow. If someone's behind you, move.
And you make sure that you get all the way up to the light where the little circle is. Get your damn car
What's
on
the pressure point thing you were explaining?
That's, yeah, it's like that way it makes the light. Hold on a second. Someone's calling.
Hey, I just wanted to correct Sligo on the street stuff.
Yes, go ahead.
It's not a pressure switch. It's actually an electromagnetic field that when your car pulls up, it sees the magnetic field of your car and it tells you that the light, you know, a car is there and the light
oh,
needs
so
to change.
Oh, so you break the seal, basically, so that it knows there's a car there.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I didn't gotcha. Know how that worked, but all I know is some people can't park their damn cars on it!
Don't pull forward enough.
They're 100 miles behind
yeah.
it!
Yeah.
I'm still out in
and
traffic because of that. Yeah.
And they stop, like, behind it.
Yes!
Yep.
Idiots!
Yep. They just need a little yep. touch of a shove.
They just need
just
to be
a bit of a pushed
out into oncoming traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Company van. I got no problem
no.
with that.
Yeah,
yeah
right? Thanks for calling, dude.
Bye now.
I didn't know how those work.
Hello.
I was wondering, yeah.
Hi. I was just calling to let Sluggo know that the little circles on the...
Wait. Electromagnet. That gets
yeah.
broken when a car, yeah. I don't know. I just figured that yeah. out in my head somehow.
It's like an alarm, right? An alarm where something breaks the contact. Is that how it works?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just figured that out in my head. It was weird. It was bizarre.
You didn't figure
out
the last caller just
what?
Said
huh?
it.
No, what? Huh? Hey, thanks for calling, man.
We were talking about driving a minute ago.
Yeah.
And who are bad drivers.
And we're starting to narrow it down. I think we're going to get a list going eventually.
A Prius. Mm-hmm. It's not the car, it's the driver.
Yeah.
And we have a Tesla. It's not the car, it's the driver.
Generally appears to be white. We even heard from someone with that knows these kind of things.
White cars?
White cars
in
particular.
Is that a whole category?
No, I it's more likely to be a bad driver if the car is white, it seems. They can't seem to pick a color or a lane or a freeway.
But here's who we need to talk to. And I don't know how you do your job. I'm not just saying that. I truly don't know. If you drive full time.
Well, how do you do it?
How do you do it?
I mean, I love the ones, you know, that are out on the long term, you know, the long hauls. You know, I always thought that's pretty cool.
Look, if they're out in the middle of nowhere, it's not as, big a problem as it is if you're driving through Los Angeles.
Once you get into the city and you're driving, you're making deliveries, how do you do that?
How do you not lose your temperature and run over people?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you do the Uber thing? How do you do the cab thing?
Ubers, cabs, right? Agreed.
Pick up people at the airport and drive them to their houses. How do you do that?
How do you do that? A driving job.
What's tips for people? What would you like to see drivers?
What's your biggest complaint with drivers?
Yeah. Or what should they start doing?
How could they make your life easier?
Yes. And make traffic flow a little better. Because we got a lot of land out there devoted to roads, and it's still so slow.
818-955-KLOS. If you're a full-time driver.
Yeah.
A, how do you do it? B, how do you do it? C, tips.
Yes.
What would make your life easier?
What should we all do a little better while we're driving?
What should we all do a little better? Yeah. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
And here's the guy who is here today. Thanks very much to Aaron Jones hanging out at KLOS today. So Supercharged Aaron Jones is who that is. He was hanging out for Stay or Go with Heidi and Frank today and then was here with Marcy for a little while. Love that dude.
And now he's going to come in a second on our show, which we're very excited about.
Keith Aaron!
You see him.
Bulbous. That's the word I'm looking for with the SUVs that are misshapen.
What's wrong with you?
Bulbous. Because they're... I'll get you some pictures. We're searching for pictures.
We're taking driving tips from people who do this for a living. KLOS, hello.
I drive a dump truck.
All right. Let's hear it. What would make your life easier?
People get on the freeway at freeway speed.
Yes, please speed up. It is a fast lane of traffic. Why are you going 3? Good point.
That always drives me crazy, too, but I can imagine with a dump truck you have. It takes you a long time to get your speed up.
Right?
Yes, it does. That's why you'll see a lot of us in the next lane over, too, which I'm sure pisses people off, but people don't know how to get on the freeway.
No, so. I totally always get that when there's a large vehicle in the second lane because
the first lane people are dumb.
It's impossible, I would think.
So speed up, you're supposed to sort of merge into traffic, not stop at all so that they can give you a chance to go.
Right.
All right. Thank you for calling. I don't know how you do it.
818-955-KLOS. If you're a professional driver, we want to hear from you. And what would make it easier if we were to all do?
According to a recent survey conducted by Expedia.com, the number one thing that annoys people?
In driving, driving,
other people are doing while they're driving?
Yeah.
69% of drivers found this the most annoying.
What is it?
Texting.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens
absolutely
all the time.
I can't stand when I see someone on their damn phone.
Tailgater received 60% of the responses, so somebody being too close.
I'm a little bit responsible for that.
You're a tailgater? Yeah.
Not really, because I'm always very much paying attention, but I know some people can't stand it.
Another annoyance on the road includes multitasker, 54%.
I hate that, too. Pay attention to what you're doing!
The drifter, 43%.
I really hate that.
I know, that drives me nuts. The crawler, 39%. The swerver, 38%.
That's you.
And the lane hog, left lane hog, 32%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to be willing to go very fast.
Agreed.
Or get the hell out of the way.
For the most part, you don't need to be in the left lane.
No, yeah, well, especially out on the highway. Yeah, definitely. You're not supposed to be.
But that's sort of how it works. All right, so we're taking tips from people who do this for a living. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you drive for a living?
Yes, I do.
All right.
How do you do it?
Stay out of the left lane unless you are passing or doing like 75 miles an hour.
Especially out on the highway, right?
Yes.
Yeah, always move over. I don't know why people can't get that in their head yet for passing.
It does seem like people desperately try to get over to the fast lane so that they can slow down a bit.
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly.
I don't understand that.
thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you drive for a living?
Yes, I do. I deliver furniture for a living. Shout out to article.com.
How do you do it?
There's some advice. I mean, literally right now, I'm driving to my house right now, and this guy just decided to go straight through traffic by hitting onto the left lane. One thing we need to know is you guys need not to act like they own the street.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be probably accused of that because but I don't cut people off, and I make sure to give trucks plenty of room because I got to imagine it's insane to be driving that large item down the road.
I don't want to make a truck driver mad.
No, because they're cool. Yeah.
No, because they could run.
Oh, because they could kill you.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true. Don't brake check a big truck.
Oh, right. My God, no.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
How dumb can you be?
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, and stay safe out there, man. Jeez.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, I have to say thank you to KLOS because that's part of the sanity here. I listen to your radio station.
Nice.
Heard with, you know, with Heidi and Frank, to you guys, to Grumpy Harold, to Marcy, all of it.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you. You drive for a living?
Yes, I do. I drive Uber, Lyft, and private.
Woo, that's got to be rough.
You are crazy.
So what would you like to see other drivers do to make your life easier?
Oh, great question. Well, I will say you have to have a good attitude about it and be very polite. You have to be very diplomatic with people, very respectful at all times.
You're asking for a lot, dude.
I mean, that's a great idea, but wow. Let me ask you something, because I find this to be true for myself. When some really good song that you love that's loud and fast, does it make you speed up? Do you go faster? Get more reckless?
No, actually. I ride a motorcycle, and I like to ride chill, the same with driving cars, and I love Rush. It's my all-time favorite band.
Nice.
Van Halen, of course. And no, I like to keep it in under the speed limit because a ticket is a point in your license and a lot of money. So
that's
no.
Not Sligo. All
right. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You're a professional driver. What would make it easier if we were to do this?
We are talking about driving tips from professional drivers. You're one of those?
Correct. Yes, I am a professional driver.
How do you do that without losing your mind?
I do lose my mind sometimes.
Okay.
I would want people to stop trying to hit on me and looking in the car, like men literally looking in the car and harassing me.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Pull over and make out with them? I always thought that was pretty stupid.
Do they keep up with your speed and try to communicate?
Yes. I have to literally move my mirrors around and hide.
Because
I can't make eye contact with men. It's that bad.
Wow.
It's that bad. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I believe it. Not totally believe it.
Just leave me alone. This is not dating game, right?
This right. Is not dating game. Yeah, this is driving.
Listen, I know you were just distracting that time. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Are you a full-time driver?
Retired.
How was it?
I've been professionally for 41 years.
Woo!
And
you have tips for the rest of us?
You know, the thing is that the trucks, we try to keep a little bit of space in front of us for our sake, not yours.
Correct. Yes.
But people seem to think that space we try to create back there or up there in front of us is for you, and it's not. It's for us to have room to break.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. But if somebody does cut into that space, it is more than enough space for another car to cut in. You just have to back up a little bit more, right?
Yeah. You just have to drive accordingly. Yeah. I used to teach people to drive these trucks. I said, look, the only vehicle you have any control over is this one. So if the rest of those morons want to go out there and drive like idiots, you have to compensate.
That's very well put. Yeah, that's
wow,
good.
No
yeah,
kidding.
That's great. That's
I'd
perfect.
Like you to teach me to drive over the weekend if that's cool.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Believe it or not, I'm streaming you guys all the way out here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh,
thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
Because radio stations out here suck.
Do you enjoy how the last few things we say get cut off and goes into commercials? Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're supposedly great. Working on that.
So do you have much traffic there?
Oh, man, it's horrible.
Is it? Okay.
You guys think L.A. is bad? I'm from California, and I drove in L.A. for years.
Right.
Is it because they just don't know how to drive out there? They don't have as much experience?
I think they give away licenses out here.
Oh,
wow.
See.
All right.
Sign on the line, and here you go.
What's the biggest tip you could give people?
Keep your head moving like a swivel.
Oh, stay alert.
So you're saying, and look around and anticipate everybody else making mistakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because most people's heads are down in their lap, looking at their phone.
Right, right on.
All right,
thank man,
you.
Thanks for calling.
Head on a swivel.
Hello.
Hi, it's KLOS. You a professional driver?
I am an Uber driver.
And thoughts on how other people drive?
Well, when it's late at night and you have people doing 50 when the speed limit's 65.
Drives me out of my mind. We can go the speed limit so seldom that when you can go the speed limit, that's the very least you should be going.
At the very least.
Yes.
Yes, the speed suggestion.
Yes.
You should at least keep up to that.
I agree.
Oh, most definitely.
If you're a professional driver, 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about professional drivers and tips for everyone else on how to drive. You have one?
37 years.
How do you do that?
This is my office.
Right.
Unlike your car, mm-hmm. which is a luxury thing. My head's on a swivel. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking around and... You know, I get paid by the mile, so I do it very carefully.
Yeah, you know, we just had a trucker say, keep your head swiveling. So is that kind of a trucker typical?
Car drivers are very guilty of it. So are many truck drivers. They have a tunnel vision.
Yes.
And what people don't realize is that when you look forward, you're only seeing from the center of both eyes, you're only seeing a two degrees. You actually only see.
Yeah.
Everything else is kind of a blur, even though your mind thinks it's there.
Yeah.
So when you're on the swivel, you have to turn and look and see what's next to you. You can't go by the movement that you see.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, you should almost be thinking you're in a bad neighborhood and keeping your eyes open.
Absolutely.
It's KLOS. We're looking for tips from professional drivers for the rest of us. Hello, KLOS.
People need to drive realizing that the car next to them isn't a car. There's a human being in it.
Ooh, nicely said.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, if we realize they're actually people, mm-hmm. then maybe we treat the cars with more respect.
Ha, I like it. Yeah, because, you know, like people have, I've heard this before, like, you know, if you're in a grocery store, for the most part, you don't suddenly start flipping the person off next to you that's blocking your way in the shopping cart and start yelling at them and screaming.
Generally. I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, don't do that, yourself. Okay.
Oh, well, that changes everything, then.
KLOS. Woo!
He's been yelling like this all day. Call in with a request. What will get your weekend started right?
We get.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah, we do.
So we play the songs you want to hear that will get your weekend started right. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
That song ended. Who knew? We are taking your request for our old request fest. You have one?
Hey, hi. My name is Maurice. I was a limo driver in Santa Barbara. Professional driver.
Oh, you're a professional driver?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're doing all requests now. Can we play you a song?
Yeah, well, yes, of course. My song.
What's your song?
Stephen Miller Band, The Joker.
Ah, Maurice. Nice. You got a deal, dude. Do you like driving, or do you hate all the drivers out there and you can't stand it?
You know, it's okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm from Brazil, so everything here is like a paradise, you know?
Oh, wow, okay. All right. Right on, man. All right, the Joker for you, man. Here you go on KLOS.
Thank you, buddy. Awesome.
For James in L.A., that is true, by the way. Nobody walks in L.A.?
Nope.
It's our All Request Fest on KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Doing great. You?
Good, I'm doing great. Hey, I need some fuel, some Metallica fuel.
A couple new ones in a row, and that's Shinedown for those of you heading to the show. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, by request. And Aaron Jones tonight, going to be on just before Shinedown.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks very much to Aaron for hanging out with everybody this morning.
It is KLOS, and we are doing our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hello, what's going on?
We are taking requests for our All Request Fest. What do you got?
Oh, I was Sympathy of the Devil, Rolling Stones for the San Fernando Valley. This is Bernie from Canoga Park.
Right on, Bernie.
That's a jam. I feel good. It's Friday night. Just got off work.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm so glad it's Friday. Kevin's been singing that the whole song.
Did you turn on my mic?
It's pretty.
Son of a bitch. KLOS, hello. It's 818-955-KLOS, our old request fest. What can we do for you?
I would love to hear some Judas Priest, Living After Midnight. And for the driving thing, I'm driving for FedEx, and I'm on my way back into the station right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have lots of pet peeves.
I bet you do. I bet you got a laundry list.
Oh, my dear Lord.
What's the biggest
yeah,
one?
Number one.
Number one is what's going on right now. People driving like their grandmother.
You want to get home, and these guys are going 3.
That drives me crazy, too.
I just put some beer, man.
No wonder you want to hear some Judas Priest on KLOS.
Give it to me, baby.
It is our old request fest on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's for Sharon Jeffords from Sherman Oaks.
Nice. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
Can I request a song?
Yeah, do it. What do you got?
Anything by Clutch, you guys. The older, the better. Dealer's Choice.
I love Dealer's Choice. I wish life was more Dealer's Choice.
You know? Where we could just do anything we wanted?
Yes.
I like it.
What's wrong with that?
I'm down.
All right. Incomparable Mr. Blah, Blah, Blah from 2005. That's a little bit on the older side.
There it is.
Here you go on KLOS.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
You know, I got to say, and it's kind of weird, this is a little factoid, Dronorama, Anything, Anything is one of the most requested songs I've ever had at any radio station. The last
In the one, last 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed.
It's kind of weird.
Agreed.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi, it's our old request fest.
Okay. How about some UFO Rock Bottom?
Oh, dude. I, Sluggo, love that song. Suddenly I'm William Shatner.
Why are you talking like William Shatner?
I love that song.
Play it twice in a row.
Yeah, right? All right, man. Here you go. What's your name?
Richard.
This isn't a request. This is an order.
Keep them coming at 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, request denied.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
Unless it's my request. In which case, request said yes. I don't know what I'm saying.
But you want to hear some Ratem?
Rage Against the Machine, best band ever.
That's what I'm getting from you. You want to hear this from Tom and Co?
Please.
Hi.
Let it go. That was for Kevin in Burbank.
I think I know that dude.
He sucks.
Hello, KLOS, what do you want?
Hey, how about some Dirty Honey?
Dirty Honey, huh? Dirty Honey. Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a killer weekend. By request, because it's the All Request Fest, it's the honey that's filthy and rolling. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Who are you talking like now? Who's that impression of?
It sounds like
Hitler?
Who, Hitler?
A little bit.
Sure, why not? So I think this guy wants to hear Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, fantastic. Hello. KLOS, hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, is this Kevin or Slodo?
Yes.
It is both of us.
I love you guys, man.
Thanks, you,
man.
I'm a little bit stoned right now.
Woo!
Nicely done. What strain are you smoking, bud?
Some Gorilla Glue.
Nice.
I was all hooked up on wedding cake for a long time.
Yeah.
Who are you?
My name is Pablo.
Where are you at?
I'm from Lawndale, California.
That's for my friend Christine, who had her own bad little motor scooter back in the day.
It is Kevin and Sluggo on the world famous... KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That's right.
And it's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked about a 190-year-old turtle that still has sex with both sexes of turtles.
Yeah, that turtle, he's having a good time.
190 years old, banging like crazy.
Good for him.
Driving pet peeves, stop texting, and stop driving like your grandma. And usually I hate politics, but the West Virginia governor told Bette Midler to kiss his dog's ass.
And showed the ass which should be kissed.
And I approved this message.
Yeah, it was really well done. All right, I'm off to pet the dog. I was going to say something else, but
what?
I changed my mind. Yeah.
Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
Tisk, tisk. It was on this day in rock in 1968. During a flight in Australia, the Who and the Small Faces, at least a bunch of them, were escorted off of their flight for drinking beer on the plane, being rowdy, and using very bad language. Oh, man. Unbelievable. I bet you remember this as well. So on this day in rock in 1978, when the Doobie Brothers star in the first of a two-part episode of What's Happening. It's the one where they taught the kids why bootlegging is bad. Jimmy Buffett opened his very first Margaritaville retail store on this day in rock in 1985.